afternoon. Today is Monday, November the 10th. Happy birthday, Marine Corps. Actually, that's why. If I had had my act together, Damien, I would have asked to have the Marine Corps theme.
I was going to say you had the wrong tune playing.
Herman Cain did that this morning, and I thought, you know, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Okay, you got 40 minutes. Let's see what magic you can do over there. Joining us this afternoon, hotelier? No. Yeah, almost hotelier.
Conference center manager.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Meeting manager, Gary Eagles.
Yes. Good to see you, Brian. Great
nice
to be
profile,
here.
Nice profile, by the way. I like what it looks like from the road there.
It is going to match very nicely when it gets finished and color coordinated.
Yeah.
And the roof is going on today. We're very pleased in between rainstorms.
Extraordinary timing, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Very perfect.
Very good. Very good. And you brought somebody else
I brought a today. Special friend here today. Beth Chatton from my office heads up two different departments in our organization. One has to do with what I'll generally call our environmental education program, which we call Redwood Adventures. And she's going to be here today to talk about some of the activities we have for children and families in our area. And then if we get time, we're also going to talk about the other hat that she wears, which is coordinating many of our after-school programs here and what we call the after-school consortium here on the Redwood Coast. And she can talk about the value of Redwood of after-school programs and the activities that they're engaged with. And it's a great marriage. Keeps you out of trouble.
Consortium.
Yes.
Yeah, you know you'd have to be, that one would have to be in the academic realm.
Of course.
We'll see if we can speak English when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Eagles and Mrs.
Chatton.
I saw, you know, I'm, believe it or not, I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah,
that comes as a shocker, I know, to everybody listening.
I wonder, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you can call me Doctor.
Oh, Doctor. Well, I don't genuflect, however. You can ask the convention center manager over there.
That's right.
Our quote this afternoon comes from Ralph Nader. Surprise, surprise. 1934 is when he was born. The quote is, I start with the premise that the function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers.
Actually, cool? That's well done. Well done.
And read properly?
And read very well.
All right. I couldn't find a Marine Corps quote.
Well, we're still waiting for the right music to get us in the mood.
That's right. Oh, Damien's on it.
I'm sure he'll find it.
Gary, I know you must get your chops busted every once in a while about, hey, that's not in the classroom. Hey, that's not normal. That's not the way school was when I grew up. How do you respond in broad strokes?
Thank goodness. No, seriously. I'm glad education is different than what it was when I was back then. I still remember a few of those occasions. Here's the thing.
Shoveling coal should not be part of the curriculum.
No. That was, stoking the fire every morning when I came in. No, I'll tell you what. We're all about preparing people for lifelong education. We also recognize that education just doesn't happen in the four walls of a school classroom. Education begins, in this case, at home between parents and children. And we want to encourage the best engagement between parent and child. We want to encourage not only early literacy and good communication, early reading skills. We also want to encourage healthful living. And I'll tell you one other thing that I think is somewhat appropriate for this this time of year. Tomorrow we celebrate Veterans Day, and we honor those that have sacrificed so that we can enjoy the life that we do here in America. But part of that is also appreciating the America that we have and all about America. And in addition to our freedoms, we have a great country to get to know. And one of the programs that we offer, of course, is our Redwood Adventures program, helping children not only in this area and families in this area, but children and families who visit this area, children who go online to learn about this area, to really learn and appreciate our North Coast Redwood environment.
Beth, when Gary came to you with this idea, okay, please put words to those feelings that are running through you right now, those memories. Did this make sense?
Gary gave me this project to do that basically had no name and no substance. It was more of a concept that I was able to pull people together from across the community, government agencies, private nonprofits that all deal with land stewardship and managing our natural resources in different ways, and it's like, make something. And so we came up with the name Redwood Adventures, and it was to be a virtual visitor center tied to our PORTS program. PORTS is the Parks Online Resource for Teachers and Students. And our North Coast Redwood State Parks District Office has two PORTS programs, Redwood Ecology and Salmon Life Cycle. And we're one of eight state parks participating in this live video conferencing with the park ranger.
So that's when the kids from out of the area get a chance to see some of the stuff that's going on through the internet.
We have about 8,000 students across California. Many of them are from urban areas that have no close connection to nature. Many of them are minority students, and they have student lessons, teacher activities, and a live video conference with a park ranger who takes them through the redwoods and into the rivers, depending on whether they're playing with the trees or the salmon.
So you kind of figured out a general approach here. Hey, what if and how? Was there any blowback from the administration saying, nah? Or was there an embracing of this as, hey, that's kind of a cool approach?
It was all an embracement of this. And what we were wanting to do was tie our Redwood Ecology and Salmon Life Cycle PORTS programs to some of the other wonders and opportunities up here so that we would have children in Southern California deep in the desert saying, I don't want to go to Disneyland for a vacation. I want to go to the Redwoods. And so by having the Virtual Visitor Center in the way of a website, which my husband laughed when I told him I was going to be working on developing a website because I'm not the techie in the family. We developed a website that has resources for students, parents, teachers, and tourists so that they could see not only what they could do here, different activities they could do as a family, but also, you know, that Humboldt and CR could be destination universities for them to come and study about careers in natural resources.
I like to think that we are more the conceptualists and the big, big picture thinkers. Let the other guys handle the ones and the zeros, right, to make it happen.
And well, I was able to do both.
Yeah. What? I guess we got a break. Are you ready? We're ready. Here we go. We're getting a break. It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
All right, so we have somebody here who's not quite a Marine yet.
But I want you to know I am wide awake.
Yeah. I'm hungry for breakfast now. How about you guys?
Absolutely.
We'll keep pursuing the Marine Corps theme here. YouTube said that that was the Marine Corps theme?
The first one that came
really? Oh, my. Well, I guess that says,
well, you always
that says more in 2 seconds than anything I could say.
About the internet, right? Well, you have to be careful about what you're fun.
Oh. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles and Beth Chatton. Beth, the concept behind this, is it, I mean, to be very blunt, is it for kids to get dirt under their fingernails?
Yes, absolutely. We want them to get out and play and be in nature. Because we know that when kids are out in nature, they learn more, they have free play that allows for more creativity. And it also gives them and their families something healthy to do together that's physically active.
So what is the reaction from those out of the area?
They do love they, it.
Are Can they do the equivalent of this in their hometown? Or is this something that's kind of more Humboldt County-centric and maybe they can get a busload of their classmates to come up sometime in the spring kind of thing?
Well, it's actually fashioned after letterboxing, which is an old English way of hiking and finding clues. And then you get to the end of the trail and there's a box that has something in it. And usually you have a stamp that you stamp into your nature journal.
Lady Bird Johnson have that?
Yeah, the letterbox? I'm not sure.
So I haven't been up in a long time.
Headwaters does.
Or you know, they're brochures, and you take it. It's kind of like the self-guided thing, and you see the numbers and the stories.
In the state parks, we didn't want something buried or hidden.
Sure.
For the clue. So with questing, they're actually all over the country and other countries. More parks are developing them because they see it as a way to provide a free activity for families. They learn about the area. They find that children have an easier time hiking because there's a goal and there are regular stops that you have to figure out what you're looking at. They have to figure out what the clues are through the rhyming clues that are written down in the brochure. And everybody seems to be happier. I've had parents say that it was the only way they could get their child to not complain during a hike.
Well, and I will point
or
out,
spouse.
Too.
Or spouse. We got to add in or spouse.
And we're talking about physical activity, but not necessarily strenuous. But this is something that the entire family can actually enjoy and make use of, give a focus.
Now, this has been, you've been doing this for a little bit of time, haven't
you? We did a soft release of the first seven quests a year ago, Labor Day. And since then, we've developed another, we recreated, rebranded four quests through a grant that we got through the Forest Service called the Children's Forest Grant. We were one of two in California to get that grant. And the whole purpose of that was to get kids out in the woods. So we recreated, rebranded four quests, did another three with Humboldt State students, and then did another three quests out on Six Rivers National Forest land using students in three schools out there to develop some quests. So we've had about over 2,000 people in the last year participate in this. From all over the country. Most of the tourists have been from Oregon, Washington, Bay Area, and Humboldt. And then we've had people from a number of people from Canada and Germany.
That's a barn owl in the Red River National Park, right?
It's supposed to be a spotted owl. But I don't know. I didn't pick the mascot.
Oh, I see you can back away from that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's fair. That's fair.
We have group input on the artwork.
The artwork is all developed by either college students in the environmental ed practicum class, which is a graduate level class, or by elementary school students. And they had help from each park to develop the artwork on the patch that we give out and artwork in the brochure. And in the brochures that advertise the quest, much of the artwork is actually done by students.
Yeah, I noticed there are a lot of representation from younger kids, 11 years old, 10 years old, that kind of
Typically
stuff.
Typically the adults did the poetry and the rhyming, but the kids helped us decide what stops were going to be where.
When you look at the one I grabbed looks very sophisticated, I would guess.
Yes.
Is the way. And then there are others that are a little bit more kiddish. Is there a design goal? Do you try to do that based on what the different adventure is?
Well, what we found was that the first seven were very simple compared to the ones that we've done since. Because the first seven were sort of a trial run, and we found that we were up against some pretty serious time elements, time constraints with the college students. And so the first seven, which were from Jed Smith all the way down to Richardson Grove, all state national parks, they tended to be more simplistic. And then as we learned more about what went into creating a good quest and the amount of detail we needed so that people didn't get lost or fall off the edge, we had to, you know, up the ante and add more content, which made it more fun for all.
I would think, yeah, seeing the progression.
Yes.
Yes. So some of the quests, you're right, Brian, that you have in front of you are more simplified than others. We will continue to update these. We also take feedback from the families that go to improve the program.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon. It's 3:36. Welcome back. That was much more in keeping with Marine Corps, sir. Yeah. On the birthday of the Marine Corps. Well, they're 1 year older than the United States? I think that's what it is.
Is that right?
It's either 1 year older or the Marine Corps was founded before the Constitution was signed. One or the other, you know, and then it depends on when do you, mm-hmm. you know, was July 4th actually the day that America came into existence, or was it the ratification by the 13th state? Yeah,
matter of perspective, I suppose.
I know there's little things that I'm sure some folks get really excited about, and others of us just go, yeah, sure.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, my mind's a little foggy after these years.
Yeah. Oh, Beth Chatton and Gary Eagles are alongside, guys. The Redword Adventures, or this quest that we've been talking about, is it something that's going to be replicated? Has the response, has the success, have the victories in the last year to year and a half been enough that this is something that, not that Beth is going to be told, okay, go handle it, but is this something that can be replicated in other elements of what the elementary school experience is?
Yes, this is actually meant to be a small group activity and not a large group classroom experience, because, you know, in a small group we'd have a couple of kids working together with somebody to go through each of the clues. We know that quests are happening all over the country, and quests are being created in many different parks. I'm hoping to do more in Humboldt County. I want to see one happen at Sequoia Park. I'd like to see one happen at Roner Park in Fortuna, so that we have place-based opportunities for young people to get out into their community parks and learn about the area.
Would it be an oversimplification to include cows and horses and things that are common for many kids in our area? But not for all kids in our area. But then as you're looking, you know, if you take this on the road, you know, those urban-based kids that are through the portal program, you know, it still seems weird to me to take a field trip to see a cow. But I know that that's something that happens in some communities because there are no cows in the middle of San Francisco.
Well, each quest focuses on the cultural, geological artifacts, historical perspectives of that particular area. So if there's cows out in that pasture and they can be worked into the quest rhyming, it'll happen.
The only trouble is cows do move where trees don't. And so, so it's a little hard to say, if you turn to the left, you're going to see.
Right, it might be a little bit more challenging in some areas, where there's a little bit of development going on, for example. Yeah,
But I think you've got an idea there in terms of bringing the richness of the
syndicate
our
idea
area.
Mm-hmm. Just, or say if for the Headwaters Quest, there's a viewing spot along Elk River where somebody could see salmon spawning at that time of the year. So we may have something in the brochure that indicates a seasonal change that they may see a different animal plant.
Bonus points, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe an extra patch.
Yeah.
Or an extra large one or something.
Yeah. Or look, there's a banana slug.
Yeah, I won't say. Yeah. Right next to the salt shaker. Oops! Oh, no!
Well, that's not part of the lesson that we do provide.
Yeah, and but probably snail throwing isn't high on the list either, then.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Take only memories, leave only footprints.
Oh. As you're looking at some of the different opportunities, Gary had indicated during the intro, or she had shared, Beth, that you're also involved with some of the after-school programs.
Yes.
Can this be modularized?
We've had after-school programs take field trips and do the quests as a group, which is a wonderful way to take, you know, a small group of the participants in the after-school program out to the park near them and, you know, spend an afternoon learning about that specific area and then getting a patch.
That's what I was wondering, if the kids got as fired up doing it that way as they did going out to, let's say, the national park, that might have a little bit more grandeur in their mind.
Well, all of our parks have some element of grandeur, especially if you look at Prairie Creek or Trillium Falls in Redwood National Park. Headwaters is pretty incredible.
Well, versus going to Carson Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
fine.
And shooting hoop.
Yeah. Did they mow the lawn? All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't worked a quest for that one yet.
Climb the dinosaur.
We'd actually like to see after school program participants participate in creating a quest. And so we're looking at possibly having a school create one of the quests for their local community park.
Now, you guys had alluded to the fact that perhaps Sequoia Park.
Well, that's probably going to be our next one.
Okay, the duck pond. I mean, that kind of.
We'll see where the trail goes.
Okay,
but it'll probably go by the duck pond.
I'm sure it will go by the duck pond, but we don't want to give out the clues just yet. We want to make sure that when we get it, they've got to take it.
Well, I was thinking the distinction between the zoo and the park.
But yeah, I'm talking about the park. That's where we're actually focusing in on. But what Beth and I like is that we are working in collaboration with the zoo, because there is no visitor center in Sequoia.
It was a joint project with the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Joint project.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to actually promote quests and be the place where families can go to actually turn in their clue and pick up their patch.
Like a redemption center.
Right, because there isn't a tourist booth or a park booth there in Sequoia Park.
And hopefully that'll help get more people into the zoo to you know, visit the new Watershed Heroes exhibit.
KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll find out what Beth does after school when we come back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 346. A couple minutes left this afternoon with Beth Chatton and Gary Eagles. Gary, you had alluded to after-school programs, and that's been something we've talked about for, back when I had hair and less wrinkles. So we'll just
My goodness, was it that long ago?
Yeah. And the concept of, you know, if kids don't have good study habits, well, let's show them and develop good study habits, you know, after-school programs,
yes,
things of that nature.
And the ability to have a safe, nurturing place to focus in on the work.
To do that, yeah.
And to provide people there who can give them support when they need to. And that's what the after-school programs here locally do.
So, Beth, when the kids are going through the program, how do you know if it's working?
Because the attendance shows the kids are showing up and wanting to be there. And I hear stories where when the parent comes to pick the child up at the end of the day, they don't want to leave. We have about $2.5 million coming into the county from the state ACES grant, After School Education Safety Grant. And that funds programs in about 32 school sites that serves just under 2,000 children every day. And those programs are all over the county. They're free, low cost. No child is turned away due to inability to pay, although we do appreciate parents who can support some fees just because the grant was developed in the early 2000s where the amount of money that we were awarded didn't get a cost of living raise. And with things like minimum wage going up, we're wondering how we're going to pay for our staff. But we have wonderful programs. They're required to have some academic time, some educational enrichment tied to educational standards.
English?
Like fun, get your hands dirty, get up and be crazy, activities that are tied to math and language arts and science and history. And the activities are meant to carry on the concepts that are taught during the day.
So it's not daycare.
It is not daycare. It is not babysitting. It is actually not even supposed to be sit in your desk and be quiet and do your homework. It's get your homework done, have help if you need it, get some tutoring if you need it. But really the bulk of the program is supposed to be get up, get moving, learn fun things. And many of the programs, since they schools have had serious budget cuts over the years, they're doing their music programs and their sports programs and some of those other, you know, recreational programs like cooking and wood shop and school gardens and things during the after-school program.
Which would more than qualify.
Yeah.
So that's cool stuff. 32 schools currently
in the
doing
county.
What percentage of that of the total number of schools is that? That you guys work with, Garrett? Do you have any idea?
No, because the consortium that Beth works with isn't representative of all the ones that are in after-school programs. I would imagine the after-school programs are probably in about 65-70% of the schools that we have.
I'm wondering the remaining third. Is it a financial thing, or is it just lack of interest?
They just don't have enough individuals to participate to make it financially possible.
Yeah. And it's also based on free and reduced lunch rates, so there has to be a certain poverty level.
Oh really?
Yes. So
to get the state support. Otherwise, it would have to be strictly locally driven, and that would be difficult for schools to manage.
So you got to leverage to make it happen.
Yes.
Parents need to fill out the free and reduced lunch rate forms, and some schools have a hard time getting parents to fill out those forms. We have some schools who have after-school programs that are privately funded. They aren't part of our consortium, but they are able to participate in some of our networking opportunities and other, you know, professional development opportunities that I coordinate.
So if folks are more interested in that, just contact the local school and see if it can happen?
Either contact the local school or contact Beth at the County Office of Education, and she can provide some assistance or some information about programs.
And you might even get a patch out of it.
They need to go to the Redwood Adventures website to do that.
There we go. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.